Hello, hello. It's a special moment here. Special talented band. Our local band, the Bay Hunt. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? We've got Lloyd back, Linda, and we're missing one band member.
Yeah, Maurice.
Oh, Maza.
How are you guys?
Hungover. Too good.
Yeah.
Why? Did you play last night?
No, I just drank a lot.
Went to Sonic Masala.
Oh, yes. Really? Oh, me too. I haven't seen you. I was busy selling the merch. So.
Ah, okay.
So how are you guys going?
Very good for this time of day. Nice sleeping. It's all good.
Your first single is out. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going well.
Yeah, and your EP is on the way.
Yep.
It's called
For and On, that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With four tracks. So tell us more about it. How did you make that happen?
Recorded it. July is when we started, like last year. Yep. So it's taken a little while to get out, but that's, what happens. So we recorded it with Bryce Moorhead. He did Violent Soho. What else has he done?
Don't ask me today.
Some like Flangepanies, Scream Theater.
I think Derek did Flangepanies actually.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Derek Mudge did Flangepanies.
We did Walking and stuff like that.
Derek did help out with some of the EP anyways, so.
Yeah, so Bryce recorded it and he mixed a couple of tracks on it. Name and Shame was one of them. And then we had Derek Mudge, who kind of owns the studio where it was recorded at, and he mixed the other two tracks on our EP. Yeah. And and Who Made You God, we actually did release last year as a single as well. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And how long did this band exist?
About 5 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's been going for a while. It's like me and Beck started it ages ago and pretty much like migrated here and got people involved.
And who writes the lyrics and composes the music? And
I'll write the lyrics. Lloyd will come up with a riff. I'll come up with a riff occasionally, and I'll just bang some lyrics with it.
Composing wise, we pretty much all members have a say. So like, I'll come up with like a verse or a chorus, and just say that's the basic template. And then they're like, they all come up with ideas and work together and just play for it and see what we feel needs to go where. And and then Beck bungs out lyrics.
So are you both solo guitarists, Lloyd and Beck, or Lloyd is solo guitar?
Yeah, I play, if you mean solo's lead.
Lloyd's a solo king. And I just do rhythm.
Yeah.
This really nice environment when you guys can sit together and just make music together.
Yeah, it's pretty
so
good.
So inspiration comes at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of evolved that way too, because like when I joined originally, it was kind of more like the two of you would bring a song.
Yeah.
And then we'd just sort of, put the rest of it together, like the drum beats. But now it's kind of evolved to we're all kind of involved and it fluidly comes together just in band practice from jamming, which is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely works better. So we only did that because me and Beck are like soul writers and we want to like give everyone else a chance. And if you're in a band together, the whole point's to write music together and be in the same element. So it's like, why not do that?
It's more fun that way.
Yeah.
So what is your influence, guys? Because Linda was saying that you are kind of rock, alt rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are your idols?
We all like kind of different music, which is kind of weird as well. Mm. We all like kind of the same generation of music, but in different ways.
It's like we've all got a different scene of the same era of music that we're into.
Because you like Veruca Salt or like PJ Harvey.
Yeah, and I like Soundgarden, like Smashing Pumpkins and stuff.
All within the alternative thing, but kind of spread out.
Different branches.
Yeah.
But it's not just like 90s music. I was like, I'm real into because I'm from England and I was a bit of an indie kid. And way into indie rock and stuff like that. And also punk rock's like big influence of mine. Being a child, like Iggy Pop and like stuff like that was like my idols. So,
and then Murray loves rap.
Yeah, rap and Paul Kelly,
Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah, pretty much just like yeah, just try and add all our elements into one genre and just play it, really.
Mm.
Like, there's no rules. Rules are meant to be broken. So
just whatever we feel like, whatever we've been listening to recently,
yeah,
that might influence it a bit more. But, yeah, it's a big melting pot of different genres and influences.
But I guess we're under the alt label because it comes down to, like, just fuzzed out guitars and big sounding drums and stuff like that. Big leads and everything's just massive sounding.
And Linda is the drummer.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't see girls rocking out as drummers often.
Well, there's more and more cropping up, which is good.
Hmm.
I like seeing another lady on the drums. It's always entertaining.
How do audience react? I know male audience would like, they like seeing female drummers.
Yeah.
They get excited.
I'm not sure they get excited for the correct reasons. But yeah, you know, there's always going to be that, I guess, surprise element of, oh, I'm a lady and I hit things.
It can be quite patronizing.
It can be at times. But then I usually find the other musicians involved are never patronizing.
No, they don't seem to be. Hey, it's all musos. So it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess some of them are a little bit like that, but
occasionally, yeah. But it's rare. So, you know, it's good. The music community, everyone's supportive. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are. So it's, yeah, very supportive.
Got to hang out in the right crowds.
And guys, do you have any gigs coming up end of this month or next month, or how soon we can come and see you?
Yeah, we've got our single launch for Name and Shame next month. What's the date?
September 15th.
At the Bearded Lady. Lady.
Yeah. It's exciting. We've got a bunch of really good bands with us, yeah. So we've got Elko Fields, the Dollar Bill Murrays and Trails. So we've played with Elko Fields a bunch of times before, but the other two we haven't.
No.
But
no.
Yeah, we really dig their music, so we're pretty keen for that. Yeah. So should be a really good night.
Mm. And when are you planning to launch your EP?
The next month.
October.
Yeah.
So October 13th, we're going to launch the EP, like, for sale and stuff. Mm. And that'll be also, we'll have our EP launch on the same night as well.
Yeah, we're doing a joint EP launch with, was it Passion Cactus?
Yes.
At also the Bearded Lady. So it'll be Friday the 13th of October, so it'll be more of a spooky theme to it.
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Yes. Oh, wow. Hopefully nothing goes wrong.
Wow. And can you tell our listeners how they can find your social media? What's your Facebook page? And now they can follow your events and come and hear your music?
Yep. Yeah, they can find us on Facebook. Pretty sure if you just type in the Bear Hunt, you'll find it there. And yeah, the new single, Name and Shame, is on Bandcamp at the moment. And when the EP is released, oh, yeah, you can pre-order the EP as well through Bandcamp now. And when that's released, then it'll be on Spotify and iTunes and whatever all those other things are.
Okay, so are you ready to play live?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hear. It's always exciting just listening to live music. Like in a theater.
All right.
So you said you're going to play
Grand Scheme.
Grand Scheme live.
Mm. It's a bit of a country ballad-y kind of song.
I lost my pick. Not too proud, but the guilt was gone. Memories at the back of your skull. Everything was damaged, but nothing was won. But nothing was won. But nothing was won. But nothing was won. Disappointed that let things happen. Disappointed that let things go. So out of proportion and so small compared to
to the grand scheme of it all. 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 Everything was damaged, but nothing was won. But nothing was won. But nothing was won. But nothing was won. I've created a monster. Grand scheme of it all. Grand scheme of it all.